Now, beyond that manic nightmare when, in the wan, wet streets of New York town, a startling change in the weather made all sleep impossible, and the dawn too suddenly became my takeoff time, beyond the bemisted, pallid, and drawn pessimistic faces of men who now believed me condemned to be killed, as with the sluggish, mud-stained plane we struggled on to the Roosevelt Field, beyond that lumbering takeoff run, and the slap of her gallons of gasoline threatened to wreck the whole machine and bring the struts to break point before there was the liftoff to take the engine's roar up and clear of the black perimeter. Before and beyond, sea fog and a darkness when my instincts fought and lost the fight to mistrust my truthful instruments. In all these crises, in all that long flight from sunrise to sunset and sunset again, over landmass to lighthouse where one could see from the laundry on the washing line the keeper's kind of family, over the great gray storm-struck sea where the spittle of the gale streaked away from the whipped white horses and its monstrous swell was miniature to me, where a deep cloud's well held water only a porpoise proved true by its minuscule splashes, all the way through throbbing dawn to darkness, in that whole flight, the worst of all the testing times was the nightmare fight to keep my body from the suicide of sleep. For body, mind, spirit, all three broke up and became separate parts of me, and the drug of lack of sleep dragged me into hallucinations.